Hello, and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by three aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Sometimes, when we get together, we just can't seem to stay focused at the beginning of a session. And sometimes, I hit that little record button and see where it goes. This is one of those times.
Well,
I know about somebody here is not going to agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that.
I mean, he was extremely out of place in this movie, but he's not my least favorite part.
Yeah, he definitely was.
There's some of the things he said. I was like, that's not how people talked then.
That's not how the Force works.
Anytime you can quote Han Solo is a good day.
One of the best characters of all time right there.
Adrian, you drinking Powerade?
Powerade Zero.
Psh, bitches.
And I'm drinking soda. Good God.
Look at you two, Corey. How much sugar is in that Powerade? Mike, how much sugar is in that soda?
I'm the only healthy one.
First of all,
here.
That Powerade was full. I'm drinking water.
Oh, nice. No, I have sugar all the time. I'm a hypocrite.
Now I'm really the only healthy one here.
Why? Because you're drinking soda?
Yeah.
Yeah. They actually, you never know if shit's changing every week. You know, for new studies actually say soda can actually extend your life.
I'm not just drinking any soda, and I'm not even just drinking any Dr. Pepper. I'm drinking cherry Dr. Pepper from a Wendy's fountain soda machine.
So wait, you're telling me you're drinking a cherry Dr. Pepper, even though cherries, according to them, are already one of the flavors in Dr. Pepper?
I know.
It's just extra cherry.
Is that all? This is just an extra flavor. Extra hit of like cherry
syrup. You actually taste the cherry.
Do you? I haven't had Dr. Pepper.
If you've ever had a Dr.
Time.
Pepper, if you've ever had a Dr. Pepper, you can taste a hint of cherry, but cherry Dr. Pepper, whoo.
Oh, I see. Okay, so there's a noticeable difference.
Oh, yeah.
The cherry one smacks you in the mouth with it.
Oh, and I love it. I love anything cherry flavored.
And all those other 22 flavors have to take a backseat.
Mankey.
Mankey.
Holographic. I was excited.
I didn't even know that existed. A holographic Mankey?
I got a holographic Growlithe.
You guys have the shittiest holos. I love it.
Fuck you. Well, Growlithe is awesome.
He said, fuck you. That should be our market is shitty holographics. Actually, you guys have any Charizards? I have a Diglett.
I just pulled a great Tusk EX yesterday. That's pretty good.
The fuck
one.
Is that?
And you got us in our boomer mentality. That ain't no Pokemon.
And a Porygon Z holographic.
Porygon Z.
I know Poly is it Pory? Oh no, I know Porygon. He was yeah.
There's Porygon. There's Porygon Z.
Well, Porygon Z is.
Is it really?
Porygon 2. Porygon 2 evolves from Porygon, and Porygon Z evolves from Porygon 2.
Well, why is it not Porygon 3?
Why do I feel like you're fucking naming Futurama planets right now?
Because I am.
I am Blurry from Percy.
I am Blurry from Porygon Z.
Was that, let's settle it for once and for all. Was that a Pussy I Ate joke or is that just a.
Oh, it definitely was.
Is it like Pussy I Ate? Percy I Ate?
Had to. What else? Why else would it?
Percy I Ate.
I do have one question though. You have all these awesome holographics or whatever, whatever you want to call them. But do you have one with the Pokemon, with the motorcycles?
Oh, the motorcycle backs.
I don't have a lot of the new ones, and I think the motorcycle thing is only in the games. I could be wrong, but
Adrian, what if the Pokemons had motorcycles?
What if?
I want to be the very
I am.
You guys realize
motorcycle owner. I am feeling this thing pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Like I have quite a bit.
You're getting back, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying to get all 1,000 something there are now, at least one of each. I just want to have them all.
Maybe
if I catch them all,
if I catch every Pokemon, it'll defeat my crippling depression.
Maybe they'll love me.
Maybe they'll love. Who are you talking about when you say they? They. Maybe they'll love me.
Why'd you leave me, Daddy?
Is that like your wife, your kids? They.
They just love me.
Corey overacting worse than Justin Whalen in this movie.
Oh, God. No. All right. First of all, I have something to say about that. Let's wait till we get to it.
Oh, God. Don't do it.
Because you're wrong about one scene you're probably going to say is overacting. You're very wrong.
The whole movie?
The whole movie?
No.
If you're talking about that 107-minute scene, yes.
Definitely not.
100, 107 minutes. I watched 107 minutes.
He has a, it's an hour. It's an hour and 47 minutes long, the movie.
I may have fell asleep once.
Damn, you probably missed that one good part.
I don't know.
Damn it, Mike. You had one job to watch this movie.
There I did. I watched probably 90% of it.
That's not the whole movie.
That's, I mean,
I'm more than happy with 90%.
And thing sucks.
I can't believe I got 100% through the movie. I definitely took a few breaks, but
how could you guys take breaks? This is a masterpiece.
Well, I didn't take, I suppose by taking a small little nap was a break, but yeah. It kept playing. I didn't pause it.
It just kept playing. Mike's like, I'll just close my eyes for a minute. Credits rolling. Yeah.
Well,
Mike's like, actually, that was pretty good. Best sleep I've gotten in a long time.
I don't think this movie is bad at all.
Put this movie on every time. I never make it past the first 5 minutes, but it's damn good. Jeremy Irons is really hamming up those 5 minutes.
I'm starting to feel like I know how this is gonna. This episode's gonna go.
You'll be surprised. Man.
So, what have you guys been up to lately?
So what's drugs. Making news?
No, seriously, I have muscle relaxers now.
They didn't give me that.
Now well, we can be friends.
I didn't get that for that. I got.
Oh, okay.
I have a separate issue. I have a kidney stone. It causes really bad.
God damn.
Oh, kidney stones suck.
Did I sound low to you guys at first?
Yeah, I was going to tell you to turn up before we started.
Is this better?
You're loud now.
I'm loud.
You're louder than us. Yeah. And you do clip when I do our episodes, so you probably should be lower anyway.
Shit!
Is this better?
So say fuck again.
Fuck.
You're still a little loud.
Yeah, your F is popping.
How about now? Fuck. Fuck.
Well, you didn't
say it the same way. You're not saying it
the same way. You're not saying it with the same cadence.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Fuck.
That's much better. Your line isn't creeping over the edges anymore, so you're good.
Fuck. Yeah, I see.
Motherfucker.
Clipping.
Motherfucker.
Fuck.
Motherfuck. Snort.
Jesus fucking Christ. Can you fucking believe that guy? Fucking piece of shit. Fuck. Tell me I don't know how to raise my fucking kid. Fuck you. Fuck.
Fucking square.
Fucking square. Fuck. Fuck. Motherfucker.
Whatever happened.
You wait here. Mommy's going to go in and get some cheese.
I see that fucking transition in my mind and it cracks me up. Motherfucker. Just getting it.
Smoking weed, drinking beers.
Jason Mewes, gotta love him.
Oh my.
We'll have to do
fatty smoking joints. Who smokes the joints? We smoke the joints.
We'll have to do a Kevin Smith episode eventually.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll be a Corey pick, though.
That'll just be all Jay and Silent Bob.
Corey,
movies,
you do have your director spotlight coming up.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could do a director spotlight. Oh, my God.
Kevin Smith is a director.
Last one
we did was a director. I might do an actor.
Yeah.
He can do anything. That's a great thing about Kevin Smith.
Well, yeah.
Kevin Smith.
Except not have a heart attack.
that could be a double feature.
He did that.
Writer and director. That's all of his movies.
I said Kevin Smith can do everything except not have a heart attack.
Oh,
yeah. Ooh, but then he lost a lot of weight.
Look, I was gonna say, now he's not a lunchbox anymore.
Now he looks better than all of us.
Fuck.
Kevin Smith. Who would have thought the day we grow up? By the way, one day Kevin Smith is gonna look better than all of you guys. Like, no, he's not. What the fuck?
That's Silent Bob. He looks.
Oh
like
no, he's hot. Shit. Hot Squidward.
It's like all he knows is fine dining and breathing.
And breathing. I got nothing on a name.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
Did it again.
What?
Done it.
Brittany?
It's Brittany, bitch.
I've done it again. How was that? I don't know if I like that. It's like.
You know what
It's like a Britney Spears meets like Ike the Baby from South Park.
No, it's a
bye, 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 bye.
It's the Swedish chef singing Britney Spears songs. Bye 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 bye. But
your first one was more like Ike and Britney Spears.
Sometimes at work, I sing songs that are on the we'll turn on a Bluetooth speaker and we'll just play some music. something like emo 2000s will come on and I'll sing it, but I won't do anything with my mouth except just open. Yeah. Like I'm not doing the words. I'm not, the tongue's not moving. The teeth aren't showing. I'm just opening my mouth to the words and everybody's like, dude, you're a fucking idiot.
See, now you're getting it. Now, how can we do that with a Darius Rucker song?
I can't think of a
wagon wheel.
I can't think of a Darius Rucker song.
Oh, wagon wheels. Wagon wheels, the only one I got.
Darius. I just heard one the other day, too, because I saw a clip of him on Undercover Boss, and I don't remember it already.
Or you could just go to the Hootie, you know, the Hootie of the matter.
Well, see, I can't even think of any Hootie off the top
of my head. I'm thinking of that one Darius Rucker song.
I'll be with him.
I don't want to be with you. You know, there's that one, because I don't even like country, but there's that one Darius Rucker. He's like...
wagon wheel.
No, he does that one.
Are you still saying wagon wheel?
Yes, everybody. There's like been 100 covers of wagon wheel. But Darius Rucker does, you know... I cried when my daddy passed away, but now I got an angel looking down on me today. You know?
Oh, yeah. And then he says, and wagon wheel.
He says, thank God for all I missed. Because let me hear to this.
Is that Beers and Sunshine?
That doesn't sound right. That doesn't seem like the lyrics for that song at all.
That doesn't track.
No, it's a track, but I don't know if it's the right track.
He made a bunch of mistakes, and he made the wrong career path, but led him to his love. And
To Be a Man, featuring Darius Rucker and Dax.
No, thank God for led me here to the. Or is maybe it's just called
Darius
like, let
Rucker
me here
did a song with Dax.
Yeah, called To Be a Man.
Wait, really?
That's it's probably fire. Is that
a baby girl sleeping? I'm a bit.
Is that what kids say these
did
days?
I
use it fire. If I told you.
God damn it, Mike. I found it in 2 seconds. It's called this.
Jesus, Mike.
Mike, I looked up four words in Google and it was. I looked up, three words and it came up.
That's okay. I'm just going to keep going. Is it this?
I hate you, Mike.
All Mike did was look up Darius Rucker discography and he's just reading it.
That would have taken so long to get to that. Wait, to get to this?
It's not even in the top 20.
You guys want to see a 5-star man?
That's a golden god right there.
Don't ask why he's on my phone, okay?
I didn't. I really didn't.
He said, actually, I'd be offended really if he didn't. Wasn't on your phone.
Hold on, let me see what is the most homosexual picture I have.
Mike doesn't even get the 5-star man reference yet because that's like season 10.
I just watched season 5, episode 1.
Did you really?
The most homosexual picture I have in my phone is a pack of hot dogs.
That's so many wieners.
But it came with only 6 in it instead of 8 packaged like that.
That's
weird. I was like, you motherfucker, I have so many kids to feed. I watched 2 hot dogs out of it.
I watched The Gang Exploits the Mortgage Crisis.
Wait, you're actually watching it again?
Yeah.
Mike, you saw Hugh Honey and Vic Vinegar?
I'm in season 5.
We could almost do another episode.
How about we take your wife upstairs and we... She's like, okay, we'll sign. See, there you go. You bought a house.
We can almost do the next episode.
Yeah.
He has to get through 6.
He needs to watch all of 5 and 6. He just watched season 5, episode 1.
Guys, it's coming soon.
But by the time he does it, he's going to forget season 4.
I wish Mike was more committed to this.
I wish Mike liked our podcast.
Guys, I got to tell you something. This podcast sucks.
Well, none of us are committed because we all talked about what was coming out today and none of us did it yesterday.
And Mike, we're all aware the podcast sucks. That's not what this is about.
Wait, so we didn't release anything today?
Nope.
Oh.
Oh, wait, so nothing's still out?
No.
Like right now?
I had shit going on all day. I couldn't do it.
Shit. So you're telling me.
I closed the restaurant last night. So I literally had no time to do any of that.
I got stabbed 6 times today.
Mike and I just keep asking the same question in different ways. So what you're saying basically is there's nothing. So let me say
yes, research, yes,
there's
research
nothing?
Department. Is there another way to put this to you?
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me look this up.
We don't have time for that, Mike.
A half hour. If we ever go like live Culture Shock, Mike will be our research. It'll take the whole episode. At the end, he'll have one answer.
Oh, no.
Hey, I found it, guys.
If we ever do a live show and he's our research department, I'm going to look up everything right behind him to get it first. That'll be like the gag. that he's our research department, but I keep finding it first.
Right. Or we just have somebody on the side like, hey, can you pull this up real quick? And they're just like.
Adrian, I have a question. Is the song's title Fires Don't Start Themselves?
Mike, right. We found it 5 minutes ago.
No, it's Wagon Wheel.
Oh, shit. That's the first one I said.
Something like a wagon wheel.
something like a wagon wheel. Really, you don't even know those words.
Something, any way you feel.
You clearly know the words you're just talking
about. Baby, love me. Something like that.
Damn it. You actually had it. And then you, ooh, baby, love me. No. Right? Ooh, baby, wait. Oh, mama, rock me.
Oh, that,
oh okay, yeah. Mama, rock me.
Ooh, baby, love me. Damn it, Claire, you're doing so good.
Close enough.
Ooh, baby. Guys. I don't know why that's, it's not even that different, but if I think of that in wagon wheel, ooh, baby, love. She don't love you like I love you.
That's messed up because he's talking to his mom.
Wait, he is?
He said, Mama, rock me.
Okay. I thought he meant the song Wagon Wheel was about his mom. I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Is Wagon Wheel about Darius Rucker's mom? That has to be a Reddit
Mike's
post.
Mike's going to look it up.
Oh, no. That has to be a Reddit post. Is Wagon Wheel about Darius Rucker's mom?
Mike, if you don't find this right away, I'm slapping you. That's an easy Google search.
Let's give
behind
this
the song
gets,
lyrics,
when this
wagon
gets
wheel.
To 2220, Mike, you have 15 seconds. This can be good. You have 10
it says
seconds.
It describes a journey by a hitchhiker going south along the United States East Coast.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it's about.
That's boring.
Okay, it's about a hitchhiker.
So it's about the movie The Hitcher in the 70s.
I like The Hitcher.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Did you ever watch the remake?
Yes.
It's kind of fucked
I actually
up.
Like the. Yeah, I like the remake too. The
remake's really good.
Yeah.
Who was it? Who was it? Why am I
Hitcher.
Blanking on who it was?
What a call.
The killer in Hitcher in the remake.
Oh, why the fuck did I almost say?
Who'd wow, you almost say?
Wait, 2007. The cast is... Oh, no.
Is it Sean Bean?
It's always...
It's always Sean Bean.
It's Sean
did he
Bean.
Die?
It is Sean
did,
Bean, okay.
Did yeah. he die? Does he die?
Well,
in the movie.
We can't say that. We want you to watch it sometime.
You, well, yeah, I don't care about that. I mean, I probably won't forget, but it's not going to ruin the movie.
He's never going to watch The Hitcher.
That's true.
If we do an episode on it, I will.
Well, Mike, you don't deserve to know. Look it up. Oh, no. 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 I've dug my own grave. I told him to look it up.
Don't do it.
I unironically Mike's said look
come,
it up. Like, no.
Mike's going to come back with, in 2007, 3,000 hitchhikers died. Mike, that is not what we told you to look up.
Oh, he's dramatically shot several times in the film's final moments. Okay.
Mike, I was going to watch it tomorrow. God damn
well,
it.
Mike's like, I don't know why you're mad. Now you'll know he's going to get shot multiple times.
It was Sean Bean, Mike. You probably could have guessed.
Mike's like, I helped
well,
you. I don't.
That's I know. There was the joke that he dies and everything. That's why I was wondering if he dies
if,
in that.
If I didn't understand like how dickish it is to do spoilers, that would be a funny, like, why are you so upset? I just told you. Now you'll know going in that yeah, he's his father.
You'll be ready for it. You won't be upset.
Dude, get this before you go in. Vader, Luke's dad. Now you know.
Now you
he's
know.
Like, dude, what the fuck?
Now everything Vader does is going to make more sense to you. You're going to appreciate that.
Because he's his father. You realize you're being a total dick right now, right?
No.
There's an episode of Big
no,
Bang Theory.
No, not dick. I'm saying he's Luke. You know Luke, right? The hero? His dad is Darth Vader. Everybody in line like, you're a fucking asshole. What'd you say, Corey?
There's an episode of Big Bang Theory where Leonard's reading Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah.
And he's about halfway
Mike
through
Mike loves
it.
That movie.
He's about halfway
hates
through
the
it.
Book.
And Sheldon says, ooh, did you get to where Dumbledore dies? And they have this big blow up where Leonard's like going to move out. He's pissed. Yeah. And he's walking out the door and he goes, Leonard, wait. Dobby dies in book 7. And then he sits down.
Wow, that's fucking cold.
Yeah, and then Leonard's over there talking to Penny about how pissed he is about it.
Yeah.
And she goes, "It's oh, you guys' fight is like when Ron finds out that Harry and
Ginny
have been dating." He's like, "Ron and or Harry and Ginny get together." And she goes, "Oh, she spoiled something too."
Oh, he didn't know that.
Like the whole fucking episode's about him getting shit spoiled.
I mean, why
and then at the end they finally make up, and he goes, "Do you want to catch up on The Walking Dead?" And Leonard goes, "I'd love that." And Sheldon goes, "Did you see the one where Laurie dies yet?" And Leonard just looks at him and goes, "Or maybe she doesn't. Let's watch."
And Lori is Rick's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coral. But that's very inconsistent. Because the whole way through that show, Sheldon hates spoilers. He gets pissed anytime somebody does that.
So he's a hypocrite. And
that one episode, he just does it the whole episode. Like, it's not a thing he realizes is happening. It's inconsistent episode.
So you could say, he's doing it as payback.
Yeah. You could say Sheldon is a flying mythical creature because he's a hippogriff. Kind of sounds like... I got two full O-laps.
I'm sorry, that was too good.
It was too good. She's going to see my O face later. Office Space, you got to love it. She fucked Lomberg. You fucked Lomberg. Lomberg. Well, at least
why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks.
At least I didn't sleep with Lomberg.
I fucking love that movie so much.
Yeah. Mike, you still have never seen that, have you?
No.
Office Space.
Oh. Well, you know what, guys? The Labor Day is coming up in September. We can do a whole episode on Office Space.
Mike, you like words with office in it. Watch Office Space. That's all you need.
Yeah. Don't. There is a guy named Michael, but it's not Scott. It's Bolton.
That's me.
Yeah, Michael Bolton. Why should I change my name? He's the one that sucks.
He's the one that sucks.
which one's your favorite? I'd have to say I like them all. Man, that's the same thing. Gotta love Dr. Cox.
So you've been missing work a lot. I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
That's one of my favorite jokes of all time. Well, I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob. And they're all like,
he's so casual about it.
Yeah, that's a great fucking movie.
That movie's so good.
But speaking of, now we have to talk about a bad movie.
But is it?
I'm just trying to perk ourselves up.
Is it a bad movie? Who knows?
Sekiro, it doesn't work once your face disappears from the screen.
What also doesn't work when we're an audio podcast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's also that.
Is this good?
Whoa, what up, YouTube fam?
Whoa, look at all my different light settings.
Oh, tonight awful. At 7 on MTV.
That is awful.
Watch the real world. Who gives a shit? Ooh, that's my favorite show.
Watch Real World Iraq.
Even better. That's my second favorite show.
That's dangerous.
Who's going to drop the bomb this episode?
When we say bomb, we mean truth bomb.
Guys, it's okay. We're Americans. We're allowed to make that joke.
But they didn't even show the bomb.
Well, that's going to do it for this little bonus of us just being us. I'm sure there will be lots more of this in the future. We don't stay focused. We have a Patreon now, and for as little as $1 a month, you can help us keep the lights on over here and do interesting and fun things for all of you. You get access to our members-only Discord. Once a month, we put out a poll so you can vote what movie we watch, and we're even thinking about doing some movie commentaries in the near future. If any of that interests you, you can head on over to patreon.com/cultureshockpodcast to see all the benefits you can get. If you'd like to see any more of Adrian's shenanigans, you can head on over to YouTube and watch all of his movie reviews and tier lists. That's at youtube.com/BakerReviews. youtube.com/BakerReviews. And if you'd like to follow us on all the socials, on Facebook, it's Culture Shock Podcast. On Instagram, it's Culture Shock 21. On TikTok, it's CS Podcast 21. And on Twitter, X, where I spend most of my time, it's also CS Podcast 21. And as always, thanks for listening.